بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this lesson is a continuation of our lessons, our study from the book Umdatul Ahkam, from the hadith regarding As-Siyam, Kitab As-Siyam. And of course today is the first day of Ramadan. Bifadlillahi wa tawfiqih, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He gave us the opportunity to reach the first day of Ramadan. Of course in Islam, the night precedes the day. The night comes before the day. So yesterday or yesternight was the first night of Ramadan, and today is the first day of Ramadan. And as all of you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made this month virtuous, and every good which is done in this month is multiplied much more than any other time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith al-Qudsi in Sahih Muslim, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He says, كُلُّ عَمْلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ يُضَاعَفْ, that every action of a person is multiplied and magnified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His kindness is that whenever a person does any act of goodness, then Allah doesn't reward that person with one reward, but He magnifies it and He multiplies it. فَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا, so if any good deed that a person does outside of Ramadan, Allah magnifies it 10 times. إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفِ, up to 700 times. And this is outside of Ramadan. So outside of Ramadan, any action which a person does, then Allah multiplies the reward of this action starting from 10 times up until 700 times. And this is any action outside Ramadan. And then Allah says, إِلَّا الصَّوْمْ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَنَ أَجْزِي بِهِ, except fasting. Fasting is for my sake and I will reward it. Meaning that if the reward for an action outside the month of Ramadan can be magnified up to 700 times, then fasting outside of Ramadan is magnified even more than 700 times. And therefore fasting in Ramadan and doing good deeds in Ramadan are magnified even more than what is over 700 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, He legislated two virtuous actions. One action which takes place in the day of Ramadan, and the other action which takes place in the night of Ramadan. As for the day of Ramadan, then it is fasting. And as for the night of Ramadan, then it is Qiyam al-Layl or At-Tarawih. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in one hadith, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, whoever fasts Ramadan, meaning the day of Ramadan, in Iman and Ihtisab, hoping the reward of Allah, then his previous sins are forgiven. In the other hadith, the Prophet said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانِ, whoever stands the night of Ramadan in prayer, قام, i.e. stands the night of Ramadan in prayer, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, in Iman and hoping the reward of Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us about the nature of the month of Ramadan, that it is only a very few small amount of days, and they come quickly and they come slowly and they go very quickly. Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ, O people of Iman, fasting has been legislated upon you, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, just as it was legislated as those who came before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٌ, so you may have التَّقْوَى أَيَّامٌ مَعْدُودَاتٌ, very few days. This month of Ramadan, it is very few days. المهم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity and the good fortune to live these days again, in which sins are forgiven and good deeds are magnified. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Ramadan would come, he would give glad tidings and congratulations to the rest of the Muslims, to the Sahaba. So when Ramadan had just come, he would say to the rest of the companions, قَدْ أَتَاكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ, the month of Ramadan, it has come, شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. So he would give them the glad tidings and the congratulations of a blessed month. شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ, it is a blessed month. And then he would say, فِيهِ تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, in it the doors of Jannah are opened. وَتُغْلَقُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَحِيمِ, and the doors or the gates of the fire are closed. وَتُغَلُّ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shayateen, they are chained away. Ala kulli hal, this month it contains many blessings that we should always contemplate, and we use the day of Ramadan in fasting and the night of Ramadan in prayer. After this, we come to the next hadith, which is hadith number 191 in the compilation of Umdatul Ahkam. And this hadith and these next two or three hadith which we are going to study is regarding the best form of nafal fasting. What is the best form of nafal fasting, voluntary fasting? An Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qal, naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil wisal. Qalu ya Rasulullah innaka tuwasil. Qal inni lastuka hay'atikum. إني أطعم وأسقى. ورواه أبو هريرة وعائشة وأنس بن مالك رضي الله عنهم ولمسلم عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, فأيكم أراد أن يواصل فليواصل إلى السحر. This hadith has been narrated by the virtuous companion, the son of the virtuous companion, Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them, that he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade al-wisal. And the meaning of al-wisal is joining one day of fasting with another day of fasting without breaking the fast. Meaning a person fasts two or more days completely without any iftar or without any suhoor. This is the meaning of al-wisal. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he forbade the companions from fasting 2 days without breaking the fast, قالوا, they said to the Prophet, يا رسول الله إنك تواصل, O Messenger of Allah, but you make al-wisal, meaning you fast without breaking the fast, without having a suhoor or a iftar between the 2 days of fasting. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, he said, إِنِّي لَسْتُ كَهَيْئَتِكُمْ إِنِّي أُطْعَمُ وَأُسْقَى. He said, I am not like you. I have not been created like you. Food is brought to me and drink is brought to me. And we'll explain this in a short while. And also, in the narration in Sahih Muslim, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَأَيُّكُمْ أَرَادًا يُوَاصِلْ, that whoever amongst you wants to do al-wisal, فَلْيُوَاصِلْ إِلَى السَّحَرِ, then the most he should do is, he should continue the fast until the suhoor the next morning. Meaning, he can delay the iftar up until the suhoor time and then just have one meal. So this hadith, it shows us that nobody should fast, this is a nafal fasting, two fasts consecutively without breaking them in the middle. There has to be an iftar and there has to be, or there should be, a suhoor. And if anybody wants to do more than this, then the most that you can do is delay iftar to the time of suhoor, and so you just have one meal instead of having two meals. This hadith, it shows us firstly the ease and the leniency of the religion of Al-Islam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't want from us that we should punish ourselves. So the objective behind fasting and behind sawm isn't that a person punishes himself and a person puts himself in difficulty which Allah has not legislated for him. And our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who legislated Islam and legislated fasting, He is Al-Hakim. He is the most wise in everything which He decrees. And He hates Al-Ghulu. He hates people who are excessive in the religion, those who exaggerate the religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't request from us that all of our time and all of our money and all of our energy is given towards the religion. Rather, there is a right of Allah, and there is a right of your family, and there is the right of your own body. فَإِعْتِي كُلَّ حَقٍ حَقًّا. So give every part of this its right. The religion has a right upon you, fulfill the right of the religion. Your family has a right upon you, fulfill the right of your family. Your body, your own mental state and emotional state, it has a right upon you. فَأَعْتِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. So give everything which is deserving of a right, give its due right. And in this hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he forbade the companions from al-wisal, meaning fasting 2 days without any iftar or without any suhoor, the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, but you do this. And this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. He would fast more than two fasts without breaking it or without having suhoor or iftar. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that my body is different from your body. Food and drink is given to me. The ulama differed. What is the meaning of the Prophet saying that food and drink, it comes to me? I'm not created like you are created. The first understanding of this is that this was a mu'jizah, this was a miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in that food and drink, in the literal sense, it would come to him, even though others could not see it. And so the Prophet didn't need to eat what the others need to eat, and he didn't need to drink what the others need to drink. And therefore, he could fast 2, 3 or more days without having any suhoor or without having any iftar. The second meaning is that the sweetness and the delight which the Prophet felt in worship and in calling to Allah meant that he didn't need to eat and drink like the rest of the people. And perhaps this is the more correct opinion, because the Prophet said, "Lastu kahayatikum," that I, in my needs, I am not like you. And if we say that it was real food which would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this means that he was in need of suhoor and iftar, and then he was like the rest of the people. And this opinion is what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah chose, that the meaning of food and drink come to me means that I find satisfaction in the worship of Allah and dua and calling out to Allah, such that I'm not in need of food and drink that other people are in need of. And as for the ruling of al-wisal, then it is not allowed. It isn't permitted for a person to fast 2 days or more without breaking the fast in the middle. And that which is permitted, and even this was differed over, Al-Imam Ahmad, he said, this is disliked, for a person to delay the iftar, so his iftar, it becomes the suhoor. Mostly, in normal cases, we have an iftar and then we have a suhoor. If somebody wants to combine two fasts as an extra form of worship, then what the Prophet allowed, and even this is disliked, is for a person only to have one meal, and that is a delayed iftar or early suhoor. And even though it is permitted, but it is khilafu awla, even though it is permitted, but it is in contradiction to that which is better. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the hadith which came before us, he said, la yazalu an-nasu ala khairin ma ajjalu al-iftar, that people will always remain upon goodness as long as they hasten to make the iftar. And therefore both the iftar and the suhoor, it is legislated. Also, this hadith, it shows us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although he's a role model for all of us and we have to follow his sunnah, and Allah said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, there is for you in the Messenger of Allah a good example. But this doesn't apply in every single situation. There are some characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam which were specific to him. And these characteristics, we don't follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because they were specific to him. So like, for example, al-wisal, joining two or three more days of fasting without breaking at all, this is specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was permitted to marry 13 women, and the Muslims are only permitted to marry 4 women, and so on and so forth. So these things are an exception to the general rule. After this, we come to the next hadith, which is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma qal, أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول والله لأصومن النهار ولأقومن الليل ما عشت. It is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he was from those companions who the son, he accepted Islam before the father. So Abdullah, the son, he accepted Islam before his father, who is Amr ibn al-As. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he was known for his knowledge and he was known for his worship. So in terms of his worship, it will come to us. In terms of his knowledge, then he was a memorizer of the Quran, and he was from the few amongst the companions who would write the hadith at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Quran was still being revealed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he forbade the companions from writing the hadith. They used to memorize the Quran, and some of them used to also write the Quran on leaves or on stones and things like this. They would write the Quran. As for the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then in the beginning of prophethood, when the Quran was still being revealed, the Prophet forbade the companions from writing down hadith. And this was so that the writings of hadith, they don't become mixed up with the writings of the Quran. So the companions, they were allowed to narrate verbally the hadith, but they were not permitted to write down the hadith like they were writing some of the Quran. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as an exception, he allowed him to write down the hadith. And he was also somebody who learnt the Torah and was able to write the Torah. He mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed that, I say, by Allah, I will fast the day, meaning every single day I will fast. And I will spend the night, meaning all of the night, in prayer. فقال رسول الله أنت الذي قلت ذلك. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to him and said to him, are you the one who said this statement? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he verified. He said, did you say that you will fast every day as long as you live and you will spend all of the night in prayer for as long as you live? قلت له, I said to him, قد قلته بأبي أنت وأمي. He said, yes, I said this, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ. The Prophet said, you will not be able to do this. فَصُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ. So fast on some days and don't fast on other days. وَنَمْ وَقُمْ. And sleep some of the night and pray some of the night. وَصُمْ مِنَ الشَّهْرِ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. And fast 3 days of the month, meaning don't go more than this. Only fast 3 days of the month, meaning voluntary fast. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا وَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ صِيَامِ الدَّهْرِ. And this is because every good deed that you do, it is rewarded or multiplied 10 times. So if you fast 3 days in the month, and Allah multiplies it 10 times minimum, then it becomes 30. So it's as if you have fasted the whole month. So if you keep fasting 3 days every month, and Allah multiplies it by 10 times, each fast is 10 times, then it's as if you're fasting the whole month, every month. So it is Sawm al-Dahr. It is as if you're fasting your whole lifetime. Because these 3 days that you're doing in the month, Allah multiplies each one by 10. So they become 30. So if you fast, get the reward for 30 fasts every month, and you do this every single month, then it is as if you're fasting the whole of your lifetime, every single day. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he replied and he said, "Inni la utiqu afdala min dhalik." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, I have the ability to do more than this. I can fast physically more than 3 days a month." So the Prophet said to him, "Fasum yawman wa aftir yawmaini." Then if you're going to fast more than 3 days a month, then the most you should do is fast 1 day and then don't fast for 2 days. And then fast for the fourth day, and then don't fast for 2 more days. And like this, he replied, "Inni la utiqu afdala min dhalik." He said, "I am able to do even more than this. I have the physical ability to fast even more." Then the Prophet said, "Fasum yawman wa aftir yawman, fadhalika siyamu Dawood alayhi salam." Then the Prophet said to him, "Fast 1 day, don't fast the next day. Fast the third day, don't fast the next day." And this is the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Wahuwa afdalu siyam. And this is the best fasting that a person can do. If you want to do extra voluntary fasts, and you have the ability to fast more than 3 days a month, and you have the ability to fast more than 1 day and then take a 2 days break and then another day, then the most that a person should do is fast 1 day, break the fast another day, fast the third day, don't fast the fourth day. And then Abdullah radiallahu anhumah, he still said, "Inni la utiqu afdala min dhalik." He said, "I am still able to do something which is better than this." And then the Prophet said, "La afdala min dhalik." There is nothing better than this. This is the best type of fasting. If you're going to do it, fast and don't fast. And in another narration, the Prophet said, "La sawma fawqa sawmi akhi Dawood alayhi salam." He said, "There is no fasting that a person should do more than the fasting of my brother Dawood alayhi salam." So nobody should fast every single day. The most that a person is allowed to do nafl fasting is fast a day, don't fast the next day, and so on and so forth. And again, in this hadith is firstly the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to his companions, that he would try to ease the affair and facilitate the affair upon them. Also, from the benefits of this hadith is the importance of verifying information, because it was mentioned that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he mentioned something, the Prophet came to him and he said to him, "أَأَنْتَ الَّذِي قُلْتَ ذَلِكَ." Did you actually say this? This was said about you. Did you say this? And therefore it is important to verify information. From the benefits of this hadith is that the most that a person is allowed to fast from the nafl fasting is to fast 1 day and not to fast another day. And also the prohibition of fasting every single day. After this, we come to the next hadith, which is also the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna ahabba siyami ila Allah siyami Dawood." Verily, the most beloved fasting to Allah is the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam. وَأَحَبَّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَلَاةُ دَاوُودِ. And the most beloved prayer to Allah is the prayer of Dawood alayhi salam, meaning the voluntary prayers. كَانَ يَنَامُ نِصْفُ اللَّيْلِ. He used to sleep for a half of the night. وَيَقُومُ ثُلُثَهُ. And then he would pray a third of the night. وَيَنَامُ سُدُسَهُ. And then the last sixth of the night he would go to sleep again. وَكَانَ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيُفْطِرُ يَوْمًا. And he would fast one day and not fast the other day. So this is the best form of voluntary prayers and voluntary fasting. That if a person wants to pray a lot and fast a lot, then he can sleep a half of the night and then spend the next third of the night in Qiyamul Layl, and then the last sixth of the night he goes to sleep again. And he goes to sleep again the last sixth of the night in order to wake up for Fajr and make his adhkar, and he has enough energy with him. And also that a person fasts a day and he does not fast the next day. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he mentioned an important point and we'll finish with this. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has forbidden al-ghulu, he has forbidden being excessive and exaggerating in everything. Al-ghulu fid-deen, being excessive in the religion and being excessive in anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden this. If you look through the ayat of the Quran, Allah says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat and drink, but don't be wasteful and extravagant. When it comes to spending, Allah tells us to not be stingy, nor to open our hands too much. So in everything, Allah hates al-ghulu, being excessive. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُو فِي الدِّينِ. Be aware of being too excessive when it comes to the religion. إِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ الْغُلُو فِي الدِّينِ. Because that which destroyed those who came before you was al-ghulu, being excessive and extreme and exaggerating. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said three times, هَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِّعُونَ هَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِّعُونَ هَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِّعُونَ. That those who delve too much into things and exaggerate things, they have destroyed themselves, they have destroyed themselves, they have destroyed themselves. And all of you will have heard of the hadith of those three men who came to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one of them said, أَصُومُ وَلَا أَفْطِرْ. That I am going to fast every single day and I'm not going to have a day in which I'm not fasting. And the other one said, أُصَلِّي وَلَا أَنَامْ. I'm going to pray all of the night and I'm not going to sleep. And the third one said, لَا أَتَزَوَّجْ. I'm not going to marry women. I'm going to devote all of my time for the sake of Allah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard the statement of these three men, he became angry. And then he said, مَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever turns away from my sunnah, whoever exceeds my sunnah, he is not from me. The Prophet said, أَصُومُ وَأَفْطِرْ. Some days I fast, some days I do not fast, the Prophet. وَأُصَلِّي وَأَنَامْ. And some night of the night I pray, and some of the night I sleep. وَأَتَزَوَّجَ النِّسَاءَ. And I also marry women. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. So whoever turns away from my sunnah, whoever exceeds my sunnah, he is not from me. The point is that al-ghulu, being excessive and extreme and exaggerating, it is not permitted, whether it is in matters of the dunya and also in matters of the religion. And if a person had ghulu, if he was excessive and extreme in matters of the dunya, then this is dhulm. This is injustice. And if a person has ghulu in worshipping Allah, then this is also dhulm. Even in the worship of Allah, if a person is too excessive, too extreme, and delves too much into it, then even this is a form of dhulm. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he said, الشَّرْعُ جَاءَ بِالْعَدْلِ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. That the Sharia, it has come with moderation and justice in every single thing. وَالْإِسْرَافُ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ مِنَ الْجَوْرِ الَّذِي نَهَى عَنْهُ الشَّارِعِ. and being excessive and extravagant even in ibadat, this is from the oppression which the Sharia has forbidden. وَأَمَرَ بِالْإِقْتِصَادِ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ Allah has ordered us to be moderate and just, meaning eye upon the sunnah when it comes to the ibadat. وَلِهَذَا أَمَرَ بِتَعْجِيلَ الْفِطْرِ For this reason, the Prophet ordered us to make the futur in its early time. So if a person delays the futur and he thinks that I am worshipping Allah, then this becomes a form of al-ghurur. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to maintain moderation in Islam, he said, when the time for futur comes, then do it immediately. Don't preoccupy yourself with any other action. وَالتَّأْخِيرُ السُّحُورِ And the Prophet ordered us to delay suhoor as much as possible within the correct time. وَنَهَا عَنِ الْوِصَالِ And he has also forbidden us from joining two or three days in fasting. فَالْعَدْلُ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ مَقَاصِدِ الشَّرْعِ So a person being moderate and just in terms of worship, this is from the greatest objectives of the Sharia. So this is something which every person should pay attention to. As I mentioned, as Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said to Salman al-Farsi, when he saw him, that he was worshipping a lot, and he wasn't giving his wife his right, and his family his right, and his wife was complaining, and he was wearing tatty clothes, because he would spend all day and all night in worship, then he advised him, he said, اِعْتِي كُلُّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ Fulfill the right of everything which has a right upon you. Your body has a right upon you. Your worship has a right upon you. Your family has a right upon you. Fulfill the rights of everything. So this hadith, it warns us and forbids us from al-ghulu fi al-deen, being excessive and extreme, even in acts of ibadat. And that if a person wants to fast a lot, he fasts one day and he doesn't fast the next day. And we suffice with that for this lesson. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. And inshallah we'll have a lesson tomorrow and then the following Saturday and Sunday bi idhnillah.